it was just really stressful. And I know I was, I'm sure I was taking it out on my husband, taking it out on my kid, like not intentionally, but I was unhappy. And I'm just, I'm a happy person by nature. So I could literally feel that. And I was just like, okay, this is not it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. I'm excited for this episode where I'll be talking to Lauren, who's an alum of my signature group coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, as you just heard a snippet about her journey from being unhappy at work, feeling stressed, and unintentionally taking it out on her family, to recognizing that she was worthy of investments, had a lot of skills and accomplishments, and was simply in an unaligned role. Lauren shares about her life and career before joining the program, her favorite transformations from the program, and shares a message for you if you're considering applying to FYFC.
Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in.
There we go. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tega?
I'm doing well. It really is really great to see you.
Yes.
How have things been? I mean, we're jumping around a bit here, but how has life been since... You know what? Now let me just start from the beginning.
Okay.
If you could think back, because I know you finished FYFC months ago at this point. Mm-hmm. So if you could think back, I actually vividly remember doing your interview. I remember it. But if you could think back to life before FYFC in terms of your career and just life overall, how would you describe your career and your life before you went through the program?
Yeah. It was very stressful. At first, I thought it was just because of COVID. Like, we're going through this pandemic. Everybody's stressed for obvious reasons. But what it really did with everybody working from home was brought to light a lot of issues in my work. Just issues like expectations weren't clear or, like, laid out, like no type of job description. We had to do a lot of things that were outside of our role. And of course that happens with job. Like sometimes you do things that are outside the role, but it was like a consistent thing where it's like, okay, maybe this should be somebody else. Or if this is like, hey, a special project, like, can I get some type of recognition or anything like that? No type of feedback ever. And not even any, like, I would say understanding and empathy. Like we're all going through this pandemic and just people not being sensitive to that. So it was just really stressful. And I know I'm sure I was taking it out on my husband, taking it out on my kid, like not intentionally, but I was unhappy. And I'm I'm a happy person by nature. So I could literally feel that. And I was just like, okay, this is not it.
Not it. You're like, this is not it. My energy is getting jacked up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, so I heard a few things there. You know, you were stressed. The role was unaligned. You weren't getting clear feedback. You were doing potentially multiple roles. You didn't have role clarity in terms of just what you needed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And you said all that was leading you to feel stressed and unhappy. And you felt yourself, literally said you felt the unhappiness, but also you're sure you were taking it out on your husband and your child at home.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, because you said, I'm normally a happy person. It sounds like even who you were as a person was changing because of your work.
Yeah. Yes. And I actually, I started therapy shortly after we were all working from home, which is a good thing. But she was able to see right away, like, oh my God, it's your job. It is your job. So then I went on this journey of like, okay, I know what it is. Mm-hmm. How do I fix that? Because that's work. So that became my journey. And at first it was like, well, maybe it is just COVID. Maybe I need to suck it up, you know, but like, as I just got more into it, I'm like, no, it's something's not matching. Now that I know it's a misalignment, but I'm like, okay, this ain't hitting.
Like, this so not working.
It's not working. Work's not working. So I just went on this journey to figure out, like, okay, I gotta change this. I gotta figure out what my next steps are.
Tell us about that journey, because obviously that journey brought you to me and to FYFC. Mm-hmm. So what did that look like? How did you find me? How did you decide, or how and why did you decide to join FYFC?
Yeah. So since I knew that there was something going on with the job, I started doing a lot of research, started listening to different podcasts. And then in doing those things, you kind of find like Pinterest things that are like, I'm more than just my career, you know, like stuff like that. And it's like, okay, that feels good for a minute, but I still need like an actual solution. And I listened to a podcast that was completely unrelated, and I don't even remember what podcast it is now, but it was completely unrelated to career life. It was just like lives of Black women in general. Mm-hmm. And you were actually the guest on the show. And you were talking about your career story. And I was like, wow, this is so, like, she's so interesting. And it kind of sounds like what I'm going through a little bit, like, okay, maybe there's a misalignment there or something. And you were talking about how you work with women specifically and help them figure out their values and their interests and get aligned. And I was like, okay. So I started following you on Instagram, and I would see what you would post, and I'd be like, yeah, I like that. And I was signed up on the email list as well, and I would get those. And so, like, every now and then an email or a post would say, like, hey, I have room in FYFC. And I was just like, oh, okay. And kind of in the back of my mind, I'm like, maybe I should check that out. But instantly I was like, no, that's a lot of money. Like, money is not something we can spare right now during COVID. Like, no. But I kept seeing it. And then I was thinking about just even with therapy, like, okay, it's an investment, but I totally feel like therapy's worth it. So I was like, this could be the same thing. Like, yes, it's an investment, but I'm worthy of investing in myself. So
I love that.
I should give it a try, or at least, schedule the call. Cause I think that was the thing. It was the 20-minute call to see if you'd even be a fit. I'm like, okay, the call's free. Like,
I can do a 20-minute call. It's free.
Right. So yes. That is what brought me your way.
Okay. And so you got on the call, because obviously it sounds like you didn't join the call knowing, yes, I'm going to do this for sure. It was like, let me just see what happens on this call.
Yeah.
What pushed you, what tipped you over the edge?
I just felt like we clicked. You were like, yeah, you need this. And it wasn't from a place of like, oh, I'm trying to sell you a product. Let me just say you need this. Like, I could tell you were legit like, no, like, let me help you. And so just in the talk, like, I would say what was going on, and you were like, okay, this is what I'm hearing. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly it. And you're like, I really think you could benefit from the program. And I'm like, yeah, I probably could. And then you were talking about like the different price points and everything. And I was just like, oh, okay, I'll think about it. And you were like, sometimes you can't just like think about stuff, because if you think, like, you won't do it. You just got to do it. And I'm like, you know what? She's right. Like, at this point, what do I have to lose? Like, I mean, like, okay, yeah, some money, but I was at a place where I could afford it, but I was still like, money. But I was like, I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to see what happens. Like, it's worth a try. It's absolutely worth a try. So
I love that. I actually do remember that. I'm like, wait, what are you waiting for? Go, you are miserable.
Yeah, you're like, no.
let's not play this game.
Yeah, and I could tell it was genuine. Like, you were just like, Come on.
It's the face for me. It's the face. Okay. So then you joined FYFC. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious. So what, I kind of want to hear combined just life in FYFC and after FYFC. What were some specific things in the program that helped you? And what have been your results since going through the program?
Yeah. So I think I had I had lots of aha moments, but two major aha moments for me. One was realizing just the total misalignment. So when we did the one activity where we had to, I think it was like the card sorting. It was like 50 cards or something like that. Mm-hmm. And after I did all that sorting, I thought about how my job was. And my job was literally like all the things in my seldom, never avoid column. And I was just like, wow, like my job is here. And I'm like way over here.
Like, no.
It's a total mismatch. Mm-hmm. So there was that. And then there was also like when we were talking about our different skills and stuff. So I guess it's kind of like a combined thing that led to an aha moment. Like when we were talking about our different skills and working on transferable skills and things of that nature, I realized I have a lot of good things that I've accomplished. I have a lot of great skills. Like it's a misalignment. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm in the wrong role and I got to get out of that. But I have like a lot of stuff that I can bring to the table. So going over the skills and the affirmations and everything really helped solidify that for me and help boost my confidence. Hey, man, you can give me a kiss. Yeah.
I love it.
So that helped my boost my confidence again. Like, okay, like you, it's like what you say, like you really are deserving of a fulfilling career. Like you don't have to stay stuck in this misalignment for whatever odd reason somebody's convinced you of, or you convinced yourself of. Like you don't have to do that. So I would say, and of course all kinds of other stuff, but I would say those were probably the two major takeaways.
Aha moments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the other kind of stuff. What else was like fun for you in the program? Because it's a lot of work, right? And that's one thing, if anyone's watching this, it's not an easy program.
It's definitely work.
What made the work worth it?
Because it was so exciting and insightful. So this is like a really weird comparison, but this is like the only thing I can think of. You know how Facebook used to have like those silly quizzes like a few years back? They would have these quizzes. They'd be like 30 questions long. And you're like, oh, God. But you always wanted to do it because they would tell you like, oh, you're this kind of animal and blah, 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 blah. And it was just like, even though it took a lot of time and a lot of thinking, it was so interesting to see what the end result was. So with doing the work, it was just so insightful. To like not only learn new things about yourself, but to also confirm things that you've already known, but you were just like, maybe that's not the case. And then the added piece of working in the group really helped too, because a lot of times you would be like feeling something or thinking something, but you didn't know quite how to voice it. And then somebody else would say it and you're like, yes, that's it. And just the camaraderie, knowing like, this is not a unique to you situation. You're not alone. It's not something that's laser focused on you in terms of like, you only have this problem. Everybody else has these wonderful careers, everything figured out. And it's just you who has this issue. So it was just really good to work with the group. And actually with the group, that was the one thing I wasn't sure of. Cause I think with like, when you think of groups, you're like, oh, how am I going to get enough like one-on-one attention and work? But no, you were definitely able to get focused attention and like if you could like help out the other people and the other people to help you. So it was great. Absolutely.
Love to hear that. So tell us about life after FYFC. I know before we started recording, you told me you're interviewing right now. Tell us about what's going on with your career.
Yeah. So right at the end of FYFC, I had an opportunity in the company to go to a different department. And so where I knew that wasn't my dream job, it did have more, it was a better alignment than the role I was in because it had better like time freedom, things that were my non-negotiables. Like it had a couple of those. I was like, okay, well, two is better than zero. Like I at least do that while I look. So that worked for about a month, but then the business needs changed and they basically restructured the department to pretty much the one I had just left. And I was like, well, that's not one. I wanted
that's what I came here for. I literally just left that.
That's the thing I at least knew. But so after that happened, I was like, you know, I really have to keep pushing forward and make sure that I'm the one who's in the driver's seat of my career. Like right now it's like, even though I've taken this great course, like things are still happening to me. I need to make things happen. So I went over the LinkedIn stuff and started working on that. And I still want to tweak my LinkedIn profile some more, but it was much better than what I had. So started working on that, going through different job descriptions and then realizing like, because at one point I did want to do customer success, but I think I kind of psyched myself out of it because customer success at my current company is different than how it is at a lot of other places. I was like, oh, maybe it's not for me. But like after reading different job descriptions, I'm like, no, like that's, yeah, that's totally me. A lot of the stuff I even do right now. So I started applying and looking at job descriptions. And at first I was like, wow, I don't know how to do that. And I would always hear you saying like, if you can do 100% of it, you're overqualified. So I was like, okay.
I love it. My voice was in your head.
Yes. So I started applying and then I actually had my resume redone. And so that really helped solidify all the things I learned too. Cause it was just properly communicating all my different skills. And so now like I've been on interviews, a good amount of interviews for probably the past 3 weeks. Like,
wow.
I've been interviewing. So
I love it. I'm like, excited. Interviews. We love to hear interviews because that's you've made it past the big hump.
Yes.
As you think about these interviews you've been going on, how have you been able to at least evaluate if these are potential fulfilling roles? Like how do you know that you might enjoy these roles?
Yeah. So I definitely, there's a couple of things I do. So I definitely circle back to the like general job descriptions that they say, and just kind of make sure that we are doing what they discuss. And then I also ask different questions about like about their involvement with DEI, just like what the team I would be working on looks like what a typical day would look like, how the company supports success and how the company supports you when you've had a failure. Like, okay, if I mess up, it's not like, am I out the door? Are you throwing me under the bus? Or like, are you a supportive environment where it's like, okay, how can we learn from our mistakes? So just really thinking about what's important to me as an employee and as a person. So in terms of growth and just like work-life balance, all those things, just making sure I know as much as I can up front.
And I'm curious, as you talk about these questions you're asking, are any of them driven by things you learned in FYFC at all?
Yes, absolutely. So the whole values thing, because when I would be on interviews prior, like I always knew to ask questions, but like I would ask questions like, oh, so I see that you do, like it'd be like very worky questions, like, okay, like, you know that I looked at your website based on the questions I'm asking you, like basically just like to make myself look good instead of genuinely asking things that I want to know. And so I think with FYFC, just knowing that like, yes, you want a job, but like you're also a great employee, like you bring something to the table too. So keeping in mind that like we're both interviewing, right? Like I'm making sure they're a good fit for me and they're making sure that I'm a good fit for them. So keeping that in mind has allowed me to ask the type of questions I'm asking because those things are important to me.
I love it. Oh my gosh, love it so much. Okay, one last question. So for the woman who's watching this, who's like, I don't know if FYFC is for me, same place you were, like, that's a lot of money. I don't know if, is it a scam? I don't know if this is going to work for me. What would you tell that woman who's like on the precipice of making a decision? She's just not sure yet.
I would say do it. You just got to do it. And I think a lot of times, especially we as women, like we don't invest in ourselves enough. Like we invest in everybody else, all of our loved ones, because we love them so much, of course. Mm-hmm. But we got to love ourselves too. Like you just have to invest in yourself. Like if your career is something that you take seriously, for whatever that reason is, whether it be because you want to make a certain amount of money or whether it be because you want to find a certain type of fulfillment, you want to learn new things, you want to advance to the C-suite, whatever it is, mm-hmm. It's definitely worth the investment and have an expert help you. Like one thing I've definitely learned, like have an expert help, like no need in trying to figure it out and stumble through when you have an expert who can... who has a process, like, okay, this is what you need to do. Like for taking out the guesswork work alone, it's worth it. But yeah, absolutely. Invest in yourself. Do it. Don't question it. Just thank me later.
She said, thank me later.
Yep. Awesome. You'll be so glad you did.
I love it. Well, Lauren, it was so great catching up with you again. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your insights and your wisdom with all the other women. I hope this is helpful for them. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much.
If you're tired of feeling stuck, unhappy, and unfulfilled in a career that feels like it's sucking the life out of you, but you're not sure how to make your transition or what you would do next, I invite you to apply to Find Your Fulfilling Career. FYFC is an exclusive, intimate group coaching program for the woman who is unhappy at work and ready to find a career that allows her to live on purpose and thrive in her zone of genius. If that sounds like you, visit findyourfulfillingcareer.com to submit your application today.